you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, finally Friday, September 12th, 2025. Oh, listening friend, you're in for a real treat. One of my favorite subjects to talk about. More than that, to read, to study, to memorize, to think about, to contemplate. It's the Bible. It's God's love letter to us. It's his instruction manual. It's the inspired word of God, sharper than any double-edged sword. It'll pierce our hearts and minds and separate falsehood from the truth. It'll reveal God's will and plan. It's just his way of helping us understand throughout all history, through centuries, that he is faithful, he is good, he cares for you. He desires to be a part of your day, and he loves you and cares for you. And as you read those scriptures, as you read his word, the Bible, it'll direct you, it'll give you insights, it'll give you wisdom, it'll bring healthy conviction and hope, and hopefully a change of life so you can be an effective follower of Jesus. You can be God's ambassador. As we shared last week, where you go, as you go, you'll be that witness sharing and proclaiming the good news message of Jesus. Because we're all called to be missionaries wherever we go. We learned that last week. Well, today we're going to learn the importance of reading the Bible and finding nuggets of truth that God will speak to our hearts and minds. And so welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Today we're focusing on the transforming power of God's Word. 2 Timothy tells us all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Now, I have a little joke for you, Mark. Have you ever met anyone that says, oh, yeah, I have the gift of rebuking? They take it out of here, and I don't think there's really a gift of rebuking. But God's Word will bring healthy conviction and insight. Joining us again is Pastor Brian Lopez and Pastor Mark Johnson, who's carving out time. As he mentioned last week, he doesn't get paid for this. He loves studying God's Word. He loves equipping the saints, but he has a heart for those that are lost. Those, all of us were lost at one point until we found Jesus Christ. Just made sense that there was a Savior that came to redeem us, and God sent that Savior. Well, Mark desires that all come to know Jesus, so I appreciate him volunteering and coming into the studio and being a part of facilitating this discussion today. And we have some friends from all over the area again that are joining us in the studios. And so we're here to be nourished by God's Word. And if you ever struggle to stay consistent in your Bible reading or wondering how to really apply it to your life, today's conversation is for you. And I don't know if you've tuned in this past Tuesday and Wednesday or last Wednesday, but we started a new series by Pastor Rick Warren titled 40 Days of Prayer. And it's covering the importance of feeding on God's Word and developing spiritual habits so that we can grow in our relationship with God and with others. And so if you missed any of the Tuesday, Wednesday broadcasts, they're all archived at greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. But it's a fascinating series. But if you've ever heard about those patterns of three, where say you're reading something and you're like, oh, that's interesting, and then a friend's talking about it, and then another occasion you hear it on the radio, God's probably trying to reveal something to you. Well, with Pastor Rick Warren talking about the importance of the Bible and reading it and studying it and memorizing it and thinking about it and applying it into your life. Well, that was Mark's heart a couple weeks ago when he said, Mark, let's encourage the listeners to see the importance of studying, of reading, of knowing the Bible. It's kind of that plumb line that God has for all of us. It conveys truth and healthy living, and it guides us, and it shows how God has proved faithful for centuries. And so, Mark, you really had a passion for helping our listeners and helping our group here know the importance of reading the Bible, right?
Yes, it's very exciting. I will tell you this. I'm a preacher, and I want preaching to be effective. I want it to be practical, something people can apply to their life, where they can be changed. But every study shows us, every study that we read shows us that for the church itself and for the individual, that the greatest spike in spiritual growth happens when a person becomes what they would call a self-feeder, somebody who has begun to read the Word and study the Word themselves, and they are applying that Word. So we've got to find that pattern that helps us, that pathway that helps me as an individual read and study the Word. For me, I like to just read. I like to read. I can stop. I can meditate. I can think about that Word, and I just like to read it. My wife, she likes to read the Word while somebody's reading the Word. So she's got applications she can put on, and somebody's reading it, and she's reading along with them. Dave, you talked a few minutes ago about the way you're approaching the Word right now. Can you share that with everyone?
Yeah, Mark. I am journaling as I read the Bible. So as I read a particular chapter, then I take the time to contemplate on that deeply and think about what the Lord is really trying to share with me. And I write that down. I journal it. I just bought some cheap notebooks at Walmart, cost a couple bucks. And I'm filling these up with a lot of things that the Lord is giving me. And as I visually see, as I convert those thoughts then to writing, and I see that, then I just learn the Word so much better.
Dave, you know, I hope next week we can talk a little bit more about this and look at some other patterns, some other ways. But I think each person has to find that way that works for them. I have found, Mark, in my life that I go through seasons, and I'll do something for a season, and that kind of comes to an end. It's not as fruitful as it was at first, and I start another pattern of reading, another way of approaching the Word, so that I can be learning it and be putting it deep in my heart.
Yeah, I think Joyce mentioned it earlier, and we had a great discussion. It's kind of like a little small group here listening, friends, so you can join us on future times when we gather. You can call the station and find the specifics when we meet up for this program, but we have different emphasis. Some of us learn through listening or by watching or reading or by talking about it or by doing it. But Joyce, you had different ways. Sometimes you'd read like the chronological Bible. Some might have a pattern where they read books of the Bible. Others might have a way of devotional thoughts in the morning. And so we all have different ways, but the importance, and I think this is what Mark wants to emphasize for all of us, is that we're in the Bible, whether it's 5 minutes in the morning, maybe you have a half hour you can spend, or an hour, or maybe at nighttime, but it's that you're in God's Word.
Well, I am reading the chronological Bible this year, but, you know, reading the Bible is, when you don't read it, it's just like missing a meal, and I don't miss too many meals, so I really need that food that I get from that. And I find one of the best times that I have, even though I read in the morning, reading through the Bible, the best times that I have is going into my office at night and doing these devotionals that I post online, because I can sit there and meditate, and then I can sleep like a baby at night because God has really spoken to me when I do that. So it's really getting into the study and seeing what it means and searching the scriptures to find. Some of my favorite verses is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when I think I can't, I just keep quoting that verse. It's just very special.
You know, I think of something you just said, Joyce, and I heard somebody preach on this a couple of years back, and I try to have that practice, but they emphasize the importance of having God's Word on your mind and heart before you go to sleep. And so even if it's a short reading, if you can read and pray as your last maybe duty of the night, then think about how your mind might be calibrated as you're dreaming, as you're sleeping, to have God's Word on it. And I've heard this pastor say that many times in the morning he had a solution to a problem or something was resolved because he thought about it, he prayed about it, and then in the morning he woke up, it was like, oh, I can do this, or this can be fixed this way. And so God's Word has a unique way of equipping us as we pray for wisdom, as we seek Him out, as we ask for guidance. It can be revealed through the Scriptures.
One other thing is every morning, and this is a God thing, because every morning I wake up with a new song on my heart that goes through all day long. It's the most beautiful thing. And I just love it because, you know, it's a brand new song that maybe our church is singing or whatever. But this morning it was, on Sunday I am happy, on Monday full of joy. Mm. On Tuesday I have peace within that nothing can destroy. And you sing that all day long.
David certainly encourages that in the Psalms. He tells us to meditate on the Word, on the promises of God at night. Now, we looked at this passage in 2 Timothy 3. And the version that was read was all scriptures given by inspiration of God. The English Standard Version puts it, all scriptures breathed out by God. So when we think about even books of the Bible and who wrote them, we think, well, Matthew wrote the book of Matthew, John wrote the book of John, and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, the book of Revelation, Paul wrote the epistles, Moses wrote the book of the law. And we quote it that way sometimes. Paul says, I do this in my preaching sometimes, Paul says this. Well, the reality is, the Holy Spirit said this. All Scripture is given out by inspiration of God. So we think about the Holy Spirit uses man as the author, but He is the author. They're just the instrument. So even when I think about my red letter edition, a Bible that I have, I love those red letter editions, but I don't want to mistake it for something that those red letters are special, separated from the rest of the Word. The red letters are just recognition that we're quoting Jesus here, but really the whole Bible's quoting Jesus. It's all Jesus' word. Every dot of it is His word, and we can hold on to it and have the promise of that. So here's the next key truth in this passage. The Bible is profitable. Who doesn't want a prophet? We like prophets. We like things that are good for us. It's profitable. There was a movie out a number of years ago. I don't remember the name of the movie. I don't even think I watched the whole movie. I heard a clip of it once where one of the characters said to the other one, it's a romantic kind of comedy, I think, if I remember right, "You complete me." Well, people make a mistake. They go, if I meet the right guy, that will complete me. If I meet the right girl, that will complete me. If I have kids, that will complete me. People cannot complete us. The Word of God completes us. We find the fullness of how to live in this world when we know the Word of God. And the best way for us to know it is for us to learn to be self-feeders and to study the Word ourselves.
And I think the importance is how much you value the Word of God. Now, we're speaking because we do value it, and we look at it as the Word of God, but I know there's some people that, oh, it's just good literature, it's, you know, storytelling. But when they come to the realization that it's God's inspired word, like a love letter, an instruction manual, something shifts in their mind. And then as the Holy Spirit enlightens their minds, as they ask Jesus into their heart, it becomes living and active and brings healthy conviction and insights that otherwise somebody that doesn't know Jesus just looks at it as literature. But I've known many Christians that said, I used to look at it as literature till the Holy Spirit, till God, till I asked Jesus into my heart. And now it's transformative every day I read it.
I think C.S. Lewis put it very well when he said, Christianity, if not true, is of no importance. But if it is true, it's of infinite importance. And I've learned that it is true because in John 14:6, Jesus says He is the truth. So His very nature and character is the truth. Mm-hmm. And then in John 17:17, He's talking to, praying to the Father, and said, Your word is truth. So His nature is the truth, and His word about Him is the truth. And I want to know everything I can about the truth. That has impact on my life every day.
And I think something, Pastor Mark, you said was the word meditate. I think when I first started a young Christian, it was read, okay, check this off the list, check this off my list, and then I'm done. But in later years, it is understanding that meditating is not the same as just reading. I love the word abiding, taking up residence in my heart, slowing down my activities to allow the Holy Spirit to enter me and do his work in me. That's meditation, and that's kind of where I am right now, of slowing down, being open, and letting the Word do its work.
Liz, this is really important. There's a lot of different methods that we could talk about how to study the Bible. They all have different levels of importance. They're all important to study the Word. For the typical believer, and even for the theologian, when it comes to my discipleship time, when it comes to my disciplines, what I'm looking for is really simple. What is God saying to me today? Mm-hmm. What is he speaking? Is he correcting me? Is he rebuking me? Mm-hmm. Is he encouraging me? What is the Bible saying to me today about the character of God? And how do I know his character? So we know that part of God's character is that he is loving. So if you want to know about God, go read 1 Corinthians 13, where he describes what love is. That's telling us how to love, but it's also a revelation of who he is. Now, we've got to be careful, because the revelation tells us that God is holy. And so God being holy, I've got to find a way to be able to stand before him, and I can only do that through Jesus.
Amen.
So one of the ways is, what is God saying to me? What is God teaching me about himself? The other way that is really important for my typical living of my life is the topical study. What is God saying to me about marriage? What is God saying to me about raising my children? What is the Bible saying to me about what my values should be? How do I face grief? What do I do with money? All of these things, I can go into the Scripture, and we have such great tools now with concordances in our Bibles that we can go in and do word studies on things, going through all of Scripture, and apply, oh, this is what marriage is about. This is how I'm supposed to live my life. The man who looks at his wife and says, the Bible says you're supposed to submit to me, has not read the rest of that Scripture that says that he's supposed to die for her. He's supposed to give his life for her. You get the man who's willing to do that, and it's easy to submit to him. You get the woman who's willing to follow that man, it becomes a beautiful marriage. And so we've got to study the Word. So I'd say this. God does not need more untrained Bible theologians. We have a lot of people. This is just a warning to someone listening today. You like to dive into the book of Revelation and the second coming. You like to dive into creation order. You want to dive into all these things and argue with people about what they mean. So this person becomes an untrained expert, supposedly, on what this means. And they miss the real truth of why they should be studying the Word. Mm-hmm. The reason I should be studying the Word is so that I can become an image bearer of Christ. Amen. In the world. Not somebody who's proving that's I'm right. smarter than you about the second coming, or I'm smarter than you about creation, but I have become an image bearer of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of me reading the Word and studying the Word.
Yes. Now, Mark, what would you say, because somebody's listening and they're feeling like, I've tried to look at the Bible, it's just too hard to understand, or it's confusing, or you're a pastor, so yeah, you're closer to God, but I'm not being fed when I'm reading because it doesn't make sense. What would you say to them?
I would tell that person that they need to have somebody teach them how to read the Word and where to begin. There's many, many places. You've got 66 books in the Bible. They all have a different purpose. That a good study Bible is going to tell you what that purpose is. But what I need to do is I need to get a base of knowledge for some of the books. I can't understand Leviticus until I have a base of knowledge of Scripture. So where I tell people to start is go to the book of James and read it about 5 times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Slowly, you know, once a day, it's only 5 chapters. Once a day, read the book of James, get to know the book of James. A lot of practical insight there. Read Proverbs. Read 1 chapter a day. Whatever day of the month it is, read that chapter. Pick a book like Mark, one of the shorter Gospels, and you start getting yourself knowledgeable about the Word and what the purpose of the Word is. The purpose of the Word is always to point me to Jesus and to teach me how to live like Jesus. And so you begin someplace like that, and then if you're in a good church, they're going to help you expand that reading and learn more and more to read and study for you to grow in the Word.
Listening friend, let me give you some supportive scriptures. Those of you that love your Bible, grab a pencil or a pen and you can write these down, because these are all really good ones as we had some show prep for today's edition, where we're encouraging all of you to read the Bible. God is speaking to you and He wants to speak to you through His Word, obviously through nature, through the preaching and declaring His Word on Sunday, through other like-minded believers, but through His Word, it can be intimate and very personal. But supporting scriptures, Joshua 1:8, meditate on it day and night. So just don't do it in the morning. Do it in the afternoon. Do it at lunchtime. Do it in the evening. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet. It's going to guide you and lead you. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is alive and active. It really will be transformative as you read and pray and think about it. And then Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Oh, listening friend, what a rich conversation on the power of God's word. But don't forget, your Bible isn't just another book on the shelf. It's the living word of God. Open it daily, let it feed your soul, and let the Holy Spirit shape your life. Well, thanks for joining us, Pastor Mark. I appreciate you carving out time to be available for our Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And Pastor Brian Lopez was with us again. He didn't get to say a whole lot, but we want to be praying up our missionaries and those that serve around the world. Your prayers can make a difference in what's happening in their missionary outreach work. We talked about this last week, about funding them and sending them and praying for them. It's so important as God listens and responds to our prayers for those serving in different countries. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to listen to it again or pass it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab, as this might be a conversation that maybe one of your unchurched friends that wonders why you carry that Bible around with you, this might help them understand that God wants them understanding His Word and reading it daily. And so maybe you can begin that practice. It was shared earlier. I think, Dave, you had mentioned that one of the listeners said, I'm going to just start a Bible study because I'm learning something and I'm going to have a neighbor or friend over, something that was really unique. You don't need a whole seminary background of study to begin doing a Bible study. Just open it up with a friend and read it and talk about it and pray through it, and you'll see God do some amazing things. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Mark Johnson, and a room of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.